Hello. You are listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Tim and welcome to the show, my friends. I'm a little bit sick, so please don't mind my weird vocals. Hopefully it won't offend you, but it's just a little bit sick, but it's okay. I'm here for you to play some music. We heard the band called Letterman. That was a song called Water Mains at the Blocks, and it was from the band's final album called We Are Still Alive. The CD version of this album came out on Deep Elm Records, and the vinyl was released by No Idea Records. And I'm talking about that because today's episode will be focused on the one record label called No Idea Records from Gainesville, Florida. That's one of the biggest punk labels around right now, and they have under their belt around 300 releases, and they have worked with such an amazing bands like Hot Water Music, Against Me, Less Than Jake, Dillinger 4, Leatherface, Letterman, as we heard just then, even Strike Anywhere. Those just an even few bands. This record label released albums by. Let me tell you, if you never heard of No Idea Records, or just you're interested, I'll just tell you a couple words about the record label. No Idea Records started not as a record label originally; it was just a zine back in 1985 in Gainesville, Florida. Starting their sixth edition of the zine, they decided to include a 7-inch record with each issue, starting with the sixth issue. And the first record attached to a zine was a 7-inch by a local band called Doldrums. And instead of just writing about local music, they decided to say, "Hello, this is us, this is our zine, we're writing about local music, and here's actual some piece of local music." And they decided to pick the band called Doldrums because they were the obvious choice for them, because the band which locally brought everyone together in Gainesville, Florida. And that was Walt Ferlin, founder of No Idea Records, said. Actually, I was able to find this very first 7-inch, and I'll be playing this song for you a little bit later. Last week, I received a package from Southern Loving PR, and they're the publicity branch of No Idea Records, and today I'll be playing some really fresh and new releases from No Idea, as well as some of my favorite songs, and as just like, you know, some Hall of Fame type of songs from No Idea Records. let's start with some newer songs. The first song I would like to play for you is a track by The Measure SA, their new album called Notes, and it came out in October of last year on No Idea Records. And in January, the band announced they are breaking up. They're not a band anymore, but they will be playing two couple final shows, and then they will be playing the fest in Gainesville, Florida. Okay, enough talking. I'm talking too much. I'd like to play some music, so let's start today. This No Idea release, the band called The Measure SA, and their song called Cynical at Best.
Heinous silence turns my stomach, can't say a word, get stuck inside. Come on, conviction, I'm terrified of you. Just relax, just one deep breath, prevent.
We'll be right back. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca. The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. Wednesday, April 13th, check out network recording artists The Submarines performing songs from their latest LP, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. Opening up will be Nick Freitas. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, April 20th, come on down for a benefit show for the Devon Clifford Memorial Foundation featuring Transmitters, Chains of Love, Hard Feelings, Mutual Friends, and Vicious Cycles, plus Soul Night DJs Johnny Was and Slim Roy. Tickets are $10 at the door, and the doors open at 8. Saturday, April 23rd, the Biltmore and the Georgia Strait present Dengue Fever, that's them playing now, with guests Capillary Action. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. and music beginning at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, and online at ticketweb.ca. Saturday, April 30th, don't miss Tune Yards and their blend of folk ingenuity with the bold pop sensibility of an R&B siren. Buchan Gas will open up this early show. Doors at 7 p.m. and music begins at 8:30. Tickets at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Why not go online to biltmorecabaret.com?
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. Today I am doing the show which is absolutely 100% focused on a record label called No Idea Records from Gainesville, Florida. It's just one of the biggest and one of my favorite record label right now. And I decided to do a full show devoted to this record label. We heard some songs, and the last song, it was for my good friend Trevor. Thank you so much, my friend, for listening and for calling in. And yesterday he introduced me to a band. I heard this band before. The name of the band is Gunmall, and I heard the name, but actually I listened yesterday to their album and I was amazed. It's such a good album, and looks like the whole band is amazing. So it was a song by a band called Gunmall from their album from 2004. The name of the album, Board of Rejection, and we heard the song called Less Than You Hoped For. Before that we heard a younger band called Spanish Gamble. Spanish Gamble, they are from Gainesville, Florida, as well as their No Idea Records. They used to be called Dirty Money, and first I've heard them on a split record of the Brits, OK Pilot, and since then they changed their name to Spanish Gamble, and they released an album called It's All Coming Down. The album came out on Paper and Plastic Records, but definitely Spanish Gamble, they're a big part of this whole No Idea family. They play the fest, they're definitely involved in the whole No Idea family thing. Before that, we heard the band from UK, a legendary band called Leatherface. We heard a song from their newest album called The Stormy Petrel, and it was a song called Never Say Goodbye. The album came out on No Idea Records last year, and just a great band. We haven't heard new music from Leatherface for 6 years, and they just came back with a great album, and just... yeah, they are actually the band who influenced Hot Water Music and Dillinger 4. I think that's what describes them. They're a great band from Britain. And before that, I opened the set to the song by the band called The Measure SA. That was a song from their latest album, Notes, which came out on No Idea Records as well. It was a song called Cynical at Best. I mentioned earlier that the band broke up, and they are playing final shows in May, and they are playing the very final show at the Fest in Florida, Gainesville. Okay, let's continue. There's some more music from that area, from No Idea Records, and I would like to play you some songs which are probably my favorite songs. Not all of them, but some of my favorite songs released on No Idea. I would like to start with the band called Dear Landlord. They are just amazing. It's like a super band. They are like an all-star pop punk band. Members of Off Their Heads, Copyrights, and Rivet Head, and that was my favorite album of 2009. So I am ready to play for you. I'd like to play a song, first track of their album Dream Homes, and the name of the song is I Live in Hell. So this is Dear Landlord, We All Fall Down.
I live in hell. What does your dream home look like? What does your dream home look like? It'll take you years to even tell. And I'll be sleeping well here in hell. I live in the high state rooms and three fighting couples. I live in the trailer park with the labs and the scum and the trouble. I'd rather die than go to work. I'd rather die than go to jail. I'd rather die than hear how alive you are, or little my life is worth. I'd rather bury my head in the sand than explain to you in my head. I'd rather bury myself in the thick concrete than ask for the wrong helping hand. I thought you knew who we first met. I thought you knew.
Life is through, no one will be there to comfort, that it's you.
Whoa, we all are, whoa.
that you're exactly like us. I trust that you expect the worst from us. I trust that you're exactly like us.
You got me all wrong. They lined up all the schoolboys and they asked for volunteers. And when no one don't say nothing, they said you. And they handed me a rifle and they called me infantry.
CITR and Timber are pleased to present Kurt Vile and the Violators, Monday, April 25th at the Waldorf Cabaret. Touring in support of his latest Matador release, Smoke Ring for My Halo, psych folk singer-songwriter Kurt Vile is sure to impress with his ultra-wry lyrical observations and the elliptical architecture of his songwriting. The doors swing open at 8 and the show starts to rock at 9:30. Advance tickets are available from Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, High Life, and in Victoria at Ditch Records. That's Kurt Vile and the Violators, April 25th at the Waldorf Cabaret.
I packed my suitcase with myself, but I'm already gone. Cleanse
myself. I want to find. Is it the reason that I speak in English? I want to find. I do not want to speak my tongue. I just want to find.
French Connection avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin. Pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs. Plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
America is a big market. If there is more,
if there is more money in my pocket.
Hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver and British Columbia. Actually, I cheated a little bit because I said I'll be playing some bands from No Idea Records, but I played for you a couple bands not from No Idea Records, but those bands are managed by Southern Love and PR, and that's the publicity branch of No Idea Records, so they're definitely related, and they all play fast, and they all, it's all them, you know. They're all related, so I'm kind of cheating, but I'm not. So I hope that's okay. The last song we heard, it was the song by the band The Arrivals from their album which came out last year, called Volatile Molotov, and it was a song called Frontline. This is the band from Chicago. The album came out on Recess Records, and Paddy Costello from Dillinger 4, he plays bass in this band right now. It's a really good album, Volatile Molotov. Before that, we heard the band Gatterface. They are on No Idea Records, and their album Wasted Monumentals came out last year. We heard a song called Not Scientist. Before that, we heard a song by a band called Off Their Heads from their album From the Bottom, and it was a song called Wrong. From the Bottom, that was the second last album, and their last album came out on Epitaph Records, and it's another really good album. And their last album on No Idea was called From the Bottom, and we heard a song called Wrong. Before that, we heard another cheating, I call it cheating band, the Dopamines. They are on Plastic and Paper, but again, they are managed by Southern Love and PR, and they are definitely one, a member of big No Idea No Idea Records family. The Dopamines, we heard a song called Public Domain, and it was from their album Expect the Worst. We really like the song at home, and we listen to the song a lot. Public Domain, that's a super hit, I think. And before that, we heard a song by the band Copyright from their Splint 7-inch The Broke Downs, and it was on No Idea Records, and it was a song called I'd Rather Die or Something. And I opened this block of music with A Dear Landlord, I Live in Hell, and it was from the album Dream Homes, which came out back in 2009. Okay, I have more music prepared for you as usual, and I'll be playing some key bands from No Idea Records right now, and I was lucky to find the very, very first release on No Idea Records. As I mentioned earlier, No Idea started as a magazine back in 1895, and starting with their sixth edition, the No Idea zine included a 7-inch record of each issue. So the very first record attached to a magazine was a 7-inch by a local band from Gainesville. The band was called Doldrums, and that's officially the very first No Idea Records release. And I was lucky enough to find this this 7-inch, and I would like to play a song. It's a self-titled 7-inch by Doldrums, and I would like to play for you a song called Believe. It's a very rare record, but I hope it's really, when the record has 300 releases under their belt, it's really interesting to listen to what they started with. And they started with the band called Doldrums. Okay, let me play this for you. It's really interesting, and it's, yeah, as I said, the very first released by No Idea Records. So this is a band called Doldrums from their self-titled 7-inch, and this song, Belief. We'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We are almost done and I have just 5 minutes and I'll quickly tell you what we just heard. Today, I was doing the whole show around the No Idea Records from Gainesville, Florida. And the last song we heard, it was the track by Against Me from their debut album called Reinventing Axl Rose. And it was a song called Walking Is Still Honest. You know, this album was probably the biggest album on No Idea Records. Of course, it has to do with Against Me being a popular band, but you know, people are buying the album for music, and the music is on this album is just amazing and great. It's an amazing album, and you know, on the website they have on No Idea Records website they have all the information about repressing the vinyl, and actually this album was repressed 32 times. Just imagine, the album is out for 9 years, was released 9 years ago, and it's already repressed 32 times, and like every repressing is about like 5,000 copies or something, like more than 1,000. It's a very solid record. Reinventing Axl Rose debut album by Against Me. Before that, we heard a cover by the band called Less Than Jake. They're also from Florida and they are also a member of No Idea Family, and they did a cover of the famous musical called Greased, and it was a song called Summer Nights. Originally, it was released, the album was released actually twice, and the first time it was released, and it was quickly discontinued to avoid the lawsuit with Paramount Pictures and Universal Music Group, because they own the rights for the Grease, for the soundtrack and the movie and all that stuff. And the second time the album came out on No Idea Records, properly, legally, and just a cover album from this musical, Greased. Before that, we heard the Strike Anywhere from their second EP called Chorus of One, and it was a song, Chorus of One, and again, the CD was released by Red Leader Records, and the vinyl was released by No Idea Records. So it's actually, you know, common situation when one record label releases the CD and No Idea, they do the vinyl pressing. And we started the set of music with Doldrums, the very first release on No Idea Records, and it was a song called Belief. And it was, as I mentioned, said earlier, it was attached to the 6th issue of the No Idea magazine. Now, and yeah, it was a 7-inch. Okay, let me just announce a couple upcoming shows, because what's happening this weekend. On Saturday, there's a really cool show at the Malone's Bar and Grill at 608 West Bender Street in Vancouver, British Columbia, obviously. And the Transmitters playing, and they're playing the Something Fierce, Chemicals, and Time Cops. That's supposed to be a really good show, and Something Fierce, they have a brand new album out very soon, and I'm hoping you can get it at the show. We have it here at the radio station. The name of the album is Don't Be Cruel. Something Fierce, Transmitters, Chemicals, and Time Cops on Saturday at Malone's Bar and Grill. And the day after, April 17th, Real Problems, The Rotten, Chaos Disorder, and Panic, playing at the Bullies rehearsal studio in New Westminster. Real Problems, The Rotten, from, I think they're from Ontario, Chaos Disorder, and Panic. Those guys are playing on April 17th. A couple other upcoming shows off. The Jolts, White Lung, are playing at April 25th at Fortune Sound Club. Face to Face, Strung Out, and The Darlings are playing at the Commodore Ballroom April 27th. Agent Orange and Raised by Apes are playing May 23rd at the Rickshaw. Dropkick Murphys are sold out, both dates already, but it's June 25th and 26th, and July 1st. It's Canada Day, and July 2nd, NoFX, Teenage Ball Rocket, Old Man Markley are playing at the Commodore Ballroom. Okay, I think, you know, that's it. I don't have that much time anymore. Thank you so much for listening. Today's show was focused on the record label No Idea Records from Gainesville, Florida. We played lots of songs from this label, and yeah, thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca or on the blog We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. I have there all the podcasts and all the stuff what I play and some pictures. That's the blog. Okay, that's enough. And I would like to finish the song which I really do like a lot. That's a song by Hot Water Music. And you know, when I was actually, you know, getting ready for that show, I don't think it's possible to do some kind of show about No Idea Records and not mentioning Hot Water Music. They're one of the main bands on the label, and they're a great band. I would like to play my favorite song by Hot Water Music called Wayfarer. This is Will Elfeldown. Thank you so much for listening. I'll hear you and see you next week. This is Hot Water Music.
It's a gamble, double down or don't. Step out if you want to, stay in if you're bored. And roll, could be a suicide, just as well unfold. Guess it's never easy, and wishes never sold. Let go. Well, I-